We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another team that went up and took care of business, won the school's second state title, and came away with a really impressive win against a really good Orlando Edgewater team in 6A, Coach Dave Rocca and Pembroke Pines Charter. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. What a whirlwind this year. I mean, obviously you guys end up state champions, and had to feel really good for the kids who've been in that program for a few years.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you, and thanks for having me on, and all the support from the local community as well. Great group of guys, and you know what I think catapulted this team more than anything else was their chemistry and their joy for playing the game and for playing for one another. And I know it can sound cliche, but these guys do absolutely play for one another, and you know, the name in front of the name in front of the jersey and not the back, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you had your catalysts, and you got to use them in a lot of the big games. You know, Jeremy Elizzi and also Josh Harris, who were extremely good. I remember them all year coming up big. But as I mentioned with Coach Behrens in St. Thomas, the players on the bench, I mean, that's where this game is won, because if you get a couple of your big-time kids in foul trouble, you're going to have something off the bench. And against Edgewater, who was a very physical basketball team, you guys needed that. And, talk about that, because that's what makes basketball and team basketball so great.
100%. And, you know, it's why you want to play – you know, we call it bully basketball, right? You want to be, you got to be tough. You got to be you got to be able to make tough plays and lay it all out on the floor. You, Max, for example, you know, Max was averaging two charges a game, and in this business and in the game of basketball and any sports, if when you got guys that are ready to take charges, you know, and average two of them per game, I mean, you can't say, you know, there's no one tougher than that. And, you know, Christian coming off the bench, and Zamari as well. Tough guy. Zamari, actually, he got the key rebound off the free throw to secure not only the game, but then the free throws on the opposite end as well. He hit the second out of two, you know, to secure and make sure, you know, we went up 4 points. So at that point, I think it was bottom line out of reach unless we did something, you know, really, really out of character.
Yeah. Talk about the success of this program, because you guys, you know, this program has been successful for a while. You know, I mean, I remember when they went to the state title game before. This is a team that, you know, is consistent every year. Not easy to continue to feed along, because you don't have a direct feeder program. Kids come from basically all over. How have you maintained? How have you gotten to that level where, you know, you come out of South Florida, which is a gauntlet in itself, and been able to hold your own and come away with a state title? Talk about that, because I think that's the most important part, getting these kids, you know, holding on to them, having a good summer league program, having a good off-season conditioning program, and keeping these guys together while winning and attracting other players to come to the school as well.
Correct. I think when parents, you know, bottom line, when you do your homework, and you look at and you see, you know, and this is what I tell parents all the time when they're looking at schools and, you know, and different, you know, opportunities for their kids. You know, when you look at our, from the top down, our administration, you know, athletics, the total school, the environment, the climate, there's nowhere better to be in terms of academics and athletics. The results are there, and that's what I tell parents. Always look at the results. That should drive everything. You look at the data. We've got over 23 kids that have played and gone on to play, you know, Division I or Division II basketball, paying zero, you know, gotten full scholarships, and, you know, last couple of years, NII deals. And, you know, that's, you know, I don't know who else can compete with that. You know, the year of COVID, I signed four Division I players in that in the year when everyone was using the, and you know, COVID excuse and so forth and so on. I signed four Division I players. So winning is great, but putting kids in college is even better. I think being associated with Nike and, you know, being one of Nike's premier grassroots school for the state of Florida, that relationship always helps. The kids love the brand. They want to be associated with the brand. Nike Elite High School is one of those, you know, things as well that I think helps us out a great deal when we talk grassroots. But, you know, myself, I tell them I'm a you know, true educator. You know, I got my bachelor's, my master's, and my PD. I'm in education. I'm not a guy that, you know, works in another field. We're teachers. We're educators. We're teaching guys on and off the court how to be successful and how to win and lose the right way. You know, the game's great because it teaches you a whole, you know, so many different lessons, but most importantly, it teaches you how to play by rules, right? There's rules for the game, and they apply on and off the court.
No doubt. No doubt. Coach Dave Rocca joining us, head coach at Pines Charter in Pembroke Pines, state champions. Talk about the schedule, because, you know, every coach we've had on this evening talked about the challenging schedule they played throughout the year that got them ready for a run at a state title. You know, opening up with Andrew Moran, I mean, they played a really, really physical Oak Ridge team in the state title game and went into overtime. And if it probably wasn't for some of the games that they played throughout the years against some nationally rated teams, they may not have come out as winners in that game. Talk about the benefits of playing that, you know, that very challenging schedule.
You know, it's absolutely. I told the players that in the locker room right before both games, in the Final Four, and then in the final, you know, just talking to them in the locker room, like, you guys been through, like you alluded to, you've been through the gauntlet. You've been through the rigor of schedule just in South Florida alone. I mean, you can go out of state and play competitive teams and so forth and so on, but just in the state of Florida, you know, coming out this year, St. Thomas, you know, we went to St. Thomas. We, you know, we got them over there. And then, again, for the regional final at our gym, and this is only in our district, you know, in our region, between South Plantation, you know, playing them two times this year as well. Matter Lakes, Miami Norland, Calvary Christian. Yeah. I mean, just think about that. So, you know, we were proud of our guys winning 15 out of the last 16 games and learning how to win and learning how to maintain leads and, you know, come from behind when needed to. You know, understanding the game is about three runs, right? You know, because no one's going to lay down. So you got to kind of go through it and be mentally tough. You want to play, but you got to be, you know, you got to be mature. So I think that South Florida basketball alone, the schedule, like you alluded, like you was talking to, and there's no team that's, you know, even if it's a down team, so to speak, or a down year for a team, it's always a competitive game. I think, especially with our brand of basketball, I think guys are coming at us, you know, we have a bullseye on our back and they're going to give us the best of their best. And I think that really, there's nothing like it. You know, there's nothing like it for us and there's no feeling like it. When you're getting somebody's best, there's nothing like it.
And also having virtually in your backyard, two teams that went to the Final Four last year in FAU and Miami and Nova Southeastern, which won it all. Having those as teams that these young men could look up to and go to camps and, you know, see it's not that far away. And that's, I know that's been an asset as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Jimmy's a great friend. And, you know, we were practicing down at the facility at Miami right before going up to states, just to, you know, running on that, you know, 94 feet and getting up and down and getting conditioned for the bigger gym. But, and Dusty's, you know, been at practice and always, you know, having good words of encouragement for our guys. Even over at Nova, same thing, you know, Nova's been a tremendous asset for us. Just as much as, FAU and, UM.
Yeah, good stuff. Coach, can't thank you enough. Congratulations to you and the team. Also, the administration and all the kids who supported you and the parents who were there from the beginning. Again, state champions for the second time in school history, Pembroke Pines, charter the Jaguars. And, Coach, yeah. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Appreciate it so much, Larry. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.
Good stuff. Good. You too. Here's another state champion. One left. We'll talk about them in just a few minutes. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close things out on the Salute to Basketball State Champions from Dayton Broward. Sagemont is next. We talk to Coach Dave Rowe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.